It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Top population you.
Top population Lee.
Yeah, Jamie Lee.
Jamie Lee.
Hi.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi.
Every 14-year-old girl. I'm waiting for my oldest daughter, who's 12, almost 13, to like just have a bunch of people who like I'll meet them and be like, hey.
Hey, bye.
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 I can't hear anything that's happening. There's like a point at which,
but
like,
your dog is lifting his head up.
Yeah,
going,
my dog's
what?
Like, hmm,
yeah,
what?
So that definitely causes a canine tilt.
Well,
sure.
We are so happy to have you here. You've been a friend of ours for so long. You're amazing in the poop documentary that
Thank
we did.
You.
So honest, so funny. It was sort of like what I loved about it was great that, like, you know, all of our friends that we gathered in this thing, we had to remind ourselves that, oh, they'll just be funny. Let's just try and get them to say something serious because the funny stuff will then come.
And it did every time.
It totally did.
Oh,
you were
God.
So real. I loved it.
I'm so excited to see it because I don't remember exactly what I said. So when I watch it, I'll be like, just, that's what I did.
Yeah, you're just honest and good. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Crashing and all the wonderful things that you're a part
and
of.
Your album.
And your album. All the great stuff. We'll get to that later in the show. But we got dumb stories that are sent to us because
the world is getting dumber, or we believe that dumb is fighting smart and dumb is winning,
or maybe dumb's getting louder.
Yeah, dumb is dumb. I think dumb's always been pretty loud,
but someone gave it a megaphone.
You know, and, how they say love wins. I think dumb wins.
Dumb wins. Dumb is winning right now.
Yeah,
and the only way we can fight back is to use comedy and try to break down and understand Agreed. Dumb behavior.
So, our awesome, awesome fans who come out and see us live and whatnot, they will see us at the Bell House in Brooklyn. I'm sure you've performed there.
Oh, that's a great venue.
What a great venue on the 25th when we have the girls from Guys We Fucked on that podcast. Gonna be a combination of the two.
Literally explosive, yeah.
So great. So that's happening. You guys come out. And then you also send us, what was great in this last one that we did, the Scott Thompson one, they mm-hmm. really, it was like a town hall meeting.
Oh, so much so.
We set a microphone up and they like came down instead of like listing their grievances with the board, they just told dumb stories and we tried to chime in on it, which was fantastic.
Fantastic. Dan, it was a blast to do as
I think we went through like 4 or 5 people who like brought a story.
Great headlines and they worked
air
it out.
Air their town grievances
love
of
it.
Things they've come across.
Love well,
it.
We just love, I love how they participate. Like this is, you know, Jamie, for a project that we've done, it's so fun to get the input of the people who listen to this show. They respond to the Facebook page we have set up. They send stories in.
We all hung out and took a big group photo afterwards.
That was fun. So Dan got some stories sent in to him, and we're going to jump into one right away.
You ready?
Yes.
Sent in by Chris Madden at C Madden Photo. M-A-D-D-E-N.
Mm.
Chris Madden, Chris Madden 2018 is
it's
great. A lot
great video
better
game.
Than Chris Madden
All of this is going over Jamie Lee's.
No, actually, I'm sitting here silently proud of myself that I know that video game and thought of it when you said that.
Oh, yeah!
I never doubted you, Jamie.
Okay,
do you know about the Madden curse?
This is a huge day for me.
Do you know about the Madden curse? We'll teach you something else.
No, that's
so if you're the player that is on the cover of John Madden football.
It comes out before the year starts. So if your image is on the cover of the thing.
You usually are going to get injured or have a terrible year.
Yeah.
So no one Madden curse.
It's kind of like a wonderful when they're like, oh, this guy is the Colin Kaepernick is the face of, and then he kneels and then he's out of the league.
I would just like to say I'm proud that my head went to the video game and not Steve Madden.
The shoes.
Steve Madden shoes.
Yeah, it could have easily been Steve Madden shoes.
I'm defying all the stereotypes.
Which also
today.
Has a new line every single year.
If and the Madden curse is if you're a model who's on the Steve Madden website,
you will injure yourself
by eating too much. Okay.
Those clogs are not stable.
No, they're not. They not. You're on cobblestone. It's Soho. What are you doing?
A man in Russia.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Has reportedly rammed a stolen tank into a supermarket before climbing through the rubble to steal a bottle of wine.
Isn't that how they shop in Russia? Am I wrong?
That is overkill.
Do you feel like, Jamie, that like things happen in Russia that just don't happen anywhere else.
Yeah, like, they're like, I get bottle of wine.
Like,
but you how
car,
you know
and you get did, and you get drunk.
I drive through. It's drive through.
I want it fast, so I drive through.
You drive through,
Dan. Every every word you said in that sentence, I kept wanting you to say into his asshole. So like, you were like yeah, rammed not? A tank, and I was
tank,
like into his asshole.
Like a military tank.
Yeah, ready
military
for the picture? Tank. The best part is the woman in the pink coat.
Pink coat.
Look at this.
Oh, my God.
That's a full-on tank. Everybody, if you're listening wherever you are, if you're new to us, join the Facebook page over on Facebook. That's fitting, I guess.
Yeah. Facebook.com/dumbpeopletown.
/dumbpeopletown. You can see
a tank
this
going
photo.
Into a store.
Yes.
So this, he really was trying to drive through. And this is, a woman would never do this. We know that, right? This is a dude who did this.
Like,
yes.
Would a woman ever drive a tank through a thing? I don't think
that's too...
I want to say absolutely not, but I don't know. I'm not a great driver, so I'm just going to put that out there.
So, okay, excuse me, let me rephrase that. But intentionally drive...
No, not intentionally, okay. No.
But to me, if you are driving a tank into a convenience store to steal a bottle of wine...
Yeah.
Someone said to you earlier that night, I bet you won't.
Yeah, I bet you won't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a dare. It was a dare.
That's the end of, okay. Oh, yeah?
Take the tank then.
That's the end
I
of
I will take the goddamn tank.
So?
Take it to go get
do
wine.
It. Why are you standing
I
here?
I think it's just cool to have a tank and just take it for a spin.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
All, you know, just in drive it
snow?
Casually.
So Russia part, like in this idea that just like, snow and the harshness of Russia, people just have tanks.
Yeah,
honey, where are my tank keys?
Where did
do you
know
leave
where
them? Leave them?
I don't know. In my
where did you have them last? I love that because if you knew where you had them last,
you wouldn't be
honey,
asking.
Honey, where did I put them? Where did I put
where'd
the
you
tank
put them?
Keys?
I mean, I think they're by the door.
They're not by the door.
No,
I went
Hank,
to the door.
Hank,
I went
where's Hank? You got to find the keys to the tank.
Where's
Hank?
My furry
Hank,
hat?
Let's go.
I can't. I don't know where.
Check the snack drawer. Let's go.
You're not going to be able to keep your nickname Hank the Tank
I know.
If you keep losing the keys to the
it.
Tank.
Where's my furry hat?
This wine ain't going to steal itself.
Okay,
we're going
to
be outside.
I took your babushka to the dry cleaner.
Why would you do that? I put a lot of stuff in there.
I'll be in the yard just swinging a golf club. I'll be out front swinging a golf club.
Why? Dennis, I'll just be Dennis, let's just take my tank.
All right, we'll take your tank.
Guys, I said I would drive my tank.
Clearly, you don't have the keys. Let's go.
The armored vehicle was taken from a motorsport training ground nearby, which I guess they just leave the
tanks.
The keys even work? Yeah. How do you turn a tank on?
I feel like it's a button.
Button, right?
I feel like it's a soft startup, like a Prius.
It's like a keyless entry.
You gotta have the fob on you when you get in the tank.
Yeah.
What was the story of the guy who's like, I need my knife? That's how I, from a couple weeks ago,
yes.
That's how I start my ATV, my four wheeler.
Who was that guy?
A knife to start it. Maybe you could start it with
that. That was the dude that stole the Slim Jims.
Yes. Stole the Slim Jims and the Slim Jim display.
You can start a thing with a screwdriver or a knife.
And that's
what it
is.
That's bad design, in my opinion.
I love that the four of us combined of, I would say, at the very least, average intelligence, have no idea how to start a tank.
No
not
clue.
Not the same drive. We don't even know how you start
if
one.
If I put Jamie
I wouldn't
Lee
know how
in
to
a
get
tank
into it
right now.
Do you think it's a key?
Oh, my God.
Do you
I
think
would,
it's
I would feel so powerful. I just want to sit
go get wine.
Tank.
Go get wine.
It is,
that's
it,
what I do.
It is kind of like a sassy, drunk soccer mom move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how like they drive the huge SUVs?
Totally.
She's like, I'm taking the tank. I don't want to get wine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to the
tank. No. Come over here.
The moms will play.
No, they don't need the tank.
Yep, she's taking it.
But here's my thing. It is kind of this badass, like, bravado move to run a tank into a thing and then to get wine.
Yeah.
That's
like,
right.
At that point, wouldn't you be like, just give me
beer,
grain
Hank,
alcohol?
Hank, where are you going in that tank, man?
I'm going to get some wine.
Yeah, I'm
going to
fuck some people up and then get some box wine.
Is it just a bottle of wine? That's
yes,
all he wanted.
That's all.
That's such a dainty little transaction for such a huge maneuver.
Like if you're in the store, you're like, oh shit, they're coming for us.
Yeah.
Can I just get,
I just
want one bottle
one
of wine?
Bottle.
One's infinite.
Dude, you roll,
do you guys have a good cab?
Do you have a ganache? Look, I know rosé is all
maybe
the rage.
Maybe like a Montepulciano?
Yeah.
Just a Malbec then?
All right.
I guess that'll work.
You know, my great story about wine is when I was in Chile, excuse
mm-hmm,
me,
sure.
At the beginning of a 22-day trip, I went to a winery. And I loved it. I was like, we got to get this wine. But then you got to carry it for like 20. Let's get 5 bottles. We're going to give them to all our friends. And we're going to tell them about this very special wine place. So I carried them for 22 days. Came home. Gave one to you, Rand. Did
yes,
I not?
I loved it.
Gave one to my neighbor who was a psycho.
I felt very special until.
Until And I gave it to you, and I was like, this is a very special wine.
Explain to me the winery.
From the wine region.
You painted a picture of the
place. I did a whole thing about it. Now, I was drunk when I was buying it. But anyway, so I handed it to him. 3 days after I came back, I was in Trader Joe's. Looked over.
$6.99.
No. I mean, $6.99 at Trader Joe's.
Jay, I think this is a theme. You thought the best pizza you ever had, you later found out was Domino's.
Artisanal
pizza.
Maybe
Jay has no taste.
That really happened.
Twice.
Whoa.
But the first time
I was... He was at a party, walked up to the person who threw the party.
I was duped by the dish. She had it on a very, like, artisanal
like a stone
dish.
Jason walked up to the host and goes, you have to tell me. Where did you make this pizza? Where did you get... Where is the...
What
are gem in Brentwood
what
that you
artisanal pizza place
what,
did you manage?
Oh my God.
What clay oven did this?
She,
what
this
artist?
Wood fire.
Yes. What old 97-year-old grandma brought this recipe over, started
from
a place
Sicily.
With her entrepreneurial grandkids
yeah,
off
right.
San Vicente,
yeah,
and you bought this pizza?
What Tuscan gem created this?
And what did she looked at you?
Said Domino's. And Jay had to reconfigure my attitude towards the pro-life movement.
Like
because
when
you know
is
it's a, very
a child
pro-
a child?
Like, maybe when they first start dating. I don't know anymore. This pizza's so fucking good.
The armored vehicle was taken from the motorsport training ground nearby, local media reported, before the man drove it through a forest and into Apatiti.
I don't know, but that tells Apatiti. You where Rush is. Like, Apatiti? When a forest Apatiti. Is near the wine shop,
right.
You know that it's
well,
not
he drove through the forest uh-huh. into town
oh.
just south of the Arctic Circle. Which
yeah.
maybe is the whole tank. I mean, if you're
that's
up the Arctic Circle, you do whatever you got
to
do to get wine.
It's just what you do.
Yeah. That's yeah. your just
it's either that or you
car.
Come in on dogs. Like
right.
12 dogs yeah. in front of you, you come sliding into the store.
A tank is like your everyday car at right. the Arctic Circle.
Like, you know, like Jay Leno's garage is like all these Porsches
yes.
or whatever.
Yeah,
if a Russian garage is like the dog sled,
the tank. Right?
Something else. The regular sled.
One of my favorite parts of the story, struggling to turn around in a narrow street. Like, remember that Austin Powers scene?
That's, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
He couldn't turn around. The man, whom witnesses said seemed drunk, proceeded to slam the tank into a convenience store window, according to news agency Hibinform. Mm-hmm. He also crushed a Daewoo car parked nearby.
Is that an act of aggression towards the Koreans?
Yeah.
Anytime I see a Daewoo, have you ever seen a Daewoo
in
the wild?
I know the name, but I don't know what it looks
like. You
is
see
it?
Like one every 6 years.
Isn't that a pet name
little?
You have for your daughter?
It's
no, I call her Daewoo. But oh. Daewoo, Daewoo is like, you look at a Daewoo and you're
Daewoo
like...
Daewoo is also day drunk. Daewoo.
That's
this dude is Daewoo. A Daewoo kind of looks like every nondescript sedan.
Yep, okay. Exactly.
Like, hey, when did Hyundai come out with a new one? Nope, that's not what it is.
Oh, is that a Honda?
Is
that a
no.
No.
It's a Camry.
It's a Camry.
What is that?
No.
Is Chrysler making a New Yorker again?
No.
No, that's a Daewoo.
Yeah. Mm. Also, I love the idea of him crushing that Daewoo, just being like, sorry, because he runs that thing over.
My
footage
bad.
Shared on social media showed the man subsequently got out of the vehicle tank through its hatch, so he comes out the top.
Pop the top, hop on up.
Briefly inspected the damage and then went into the shop through the broken window. So he kind of gets out.
He made his own entrance.
Yes.
Yep. Well, look, I didn't do this for nothing.
He was later arrested in possession of a stolen bottle of wine. The shop was not licensed to sell alcohol that early in the morning. They were robbed. I don't think they sold anything.
No,
you know, like in Wisconsin, you can't sell after midnight.
On Sundays, right? Into Sunday.
No, every night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the Quick Trip by the cabin. You can't sell any night after midnight.
So what Dan is telling you is that he tried.
Oh, 100%.
They've tried a lot. They
you don't think we've been up in the cabin and we're like, guys,
someone's
we gotta
get
go
more.
Right now. It's Grandma, get up.
Come
Grandma,
on.
Get up. You're the only person who hasn't drank it since 6 p.m. Get up.
It's 11 in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
Let us get it.
Witnesses visible in the footage did not. This is also what I love. This is dumb people town. Witnesses visible in the footage did not seem particularly disturbed by the incident.
No,
people
it's
in the sidewalk just were like, "Yep, that's Russia."
Well, you know, in Russia they have. So remember, there were those videos that came out a few years ago of was it a meteor?
A meteor crashing
to the earth. But the reason why that was captured by so many Russian drivers was because Russians have video cameras on their dashboards because they get into accidents and then people drive away.
Oh,
and
wow.
There are so many like hit and runs that they need to have them on their dashboard.
You know, people back into them and then sue them and
right,
stuff.
Or stuff like that. Something. So they want to have record of it. So these probably
everyone could say.
Why don't we do that?
I don't know.
Although I think with so many more Ubers, there's a lot of cameras in cars and like facing out of cars.
Do Ubers have cameras?
I've seen quite a few lately, yeah.
Is that
where
Seinfeld
do they put it on
show?
The dash?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
To me, that feels like a very New York. It feels like a very New York thing. Now, you spent time in New York, so like, I was always amazed at how the craziest stuff could have been going on, and just everyone's just reading the paper,
yes,
or on their phones probably now, just like in the subway. Like a huge, we took the subway. We were in New York for one day, for 18 hours. We hopped on the subway to go downtown, and immediately saw two people who didn't know each other get into a verbal altercation.
Really?
That's something you just don't see on a regular
people
thing.
Need to go to your Instagram because
it's
that was
weird
a great
too.
Picture.
Thank you.
It's weird because like I started stand-up in New York and that was all you wanted to talk about was the shit that you saw in the subway and people responded like it was hacky.
Yeah.
Like the New Yorkers are like, yeah, don't acknowledge like the thing we all know.
We all get it.
You're like,
we all
where
see
else
it.
Do I draw material from? This is insane.
This is how I feel so many times.
Why are we talking
when
about this?
When something crazy, like when we're out doing dates and I'm on the road and like something crazy happens on a plane and I'm like, God, why couldn't this have happened anywhere else? Because it's like, how many airplane stories can I tell?
You should tell them. I like
oh,
when
I have
people.
Been.
Yeah, I like when people talk about shit that happens on planes.
Yeah,
I think it's cathartic.
I don't care where the story. If it's a funny story, then who gives a shit?
But most New Yorkers are just like,
and
everyone in this train. I was like, to me, I was fascinated by it because I'm like, you don't know her, and she just yelled at you to get up and get away where you're at, and then like everyone kind of moved away from her, but she was dressed. Nicely. She was dressed like she was coming from
work. She appeared
work.
To put together.
Yeah. She appeared like she was coming from a respectable job.
I think that's the thing, though, in New York is that like you're constantly fighting back your anger, so then it just bubbles up at the most inopportune, weird times.
That's
you'll be like in a wedding dress, just like about to have the best day of your life, and you're like,
get off!
No, yeah.
I love, the idea also in New York, the apartments are so small that you don't have a, like the world becomes your house.
Oh yeah.
So you behave out in the world the way you would in your house anywhere else. So like the subway is like your living room. So like if you
or your basement.
You're like, I'll just take a shit here. Yeah. You know, because you shit in your living room.
Right.
You got to shit in your living room.
I do.
Yeah,
oh, okay, cool.
In my basement,
cool.
There's rats running around. It's the same damn thing.
Basically, this is a quote from a social media user who filmed this from his snow-covered scene up from the snow-covered scene outside.
I'm so
his
glad
window.
They didn't say an influencer.
No. Basically, some guy stole an armored vehicle and went into a shop to top up his stocks in the morning. They don't give a shit
no,
in
not.
Russia. They're like,
they don't.
Yeah, some
care.
Guy went and stole a bottle.
They're like
yeah.
another tank accident.
He's yeah.
The man did not resist arrest. I'm going to ask you guys right now: how old is the guy that stole a tank just to get a bottle of wine?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Yes, the age.
So if this was written up in the New York Post, it would be tanks, but no thanks, or something.
Yeah, oh, tanks. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was
tanks
good.
From
that
the
actually
memories.
Was
tanks,
good.
But quit whining.
all right, you get to go first.
Tig she's or
second,
third.
Or third in this order between
yeah,
the,
you
like,
get
guessing
to guess
how old
Jamie,
this
do you
want to
go first,
yeah,
Tig
I'll
go, or third?
I'll take it. Well, my instincts are young.
Okay.
Why
but
do you think
I feel
young?
Like that's too easy.
No.
Well, just because young, reckless, I
okay.
don't know.
Okay.
Like, yeah, the tank makes you feel like you have a big dick. Mm-hmm. It just feels like a young guy move.
Yeah. Get it.
But I think that's too obvious, so I'm going to go old.
Okay.
So take
because,
a guess. Give
because
me an
it's
age.
Wine?
Okay. Because it's wine, which is like kind of like sophisticated and
sure.
sweet.
Sure.
Yeah. Like
mean,
if it had been Everclear, you'd have been like 17.
Absolutely.
If it's a Riesling,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 62.
Okay. Whoa. 62.
Not that 62 is old, but
no,
you know, old
older.
Enough to not be older. Doing
that's
stupid
a very
shit.
Fair
great,
guess.
And
like
great
that.
Description for why, Jay.
Jason or Randy?
I'm going to say 43.
43 from Jason Sklar.
So, old enough to know what he wants in a wine. To go right in and get it. Like, he didn't have to ask about it. He knew what he was coming for.
This is true.
Like, to me, if it was a bunch of wine, a bunch of other things, I think he was going for a specific thing.
There's nothing like watching a 21-year-old pick out liquor in a liquor store.
He had a craving. He had a specific craving.
Thank you.
A sophisticated
and you know what those
craving.
Cravings are when you're over 43, maybe.
Right. Your palate's seen some shit
you
at that point.
You say 43. All right. So, I really like Jamie's description.
Sure.
because I personally have a theory about Russia, and that is, like, remember in the early 80s in the United States, a lot of old people were on TV, just like tons of old
These
people.
These guys are both way too young to remember that.
Fine, but like you would remember old shows like Maude. Matlock or Maude
yeah,
or Murder,
dude.
She Wrote, like
All the Family.
Murder, All the Family.
She Wrote.
She Wrote. The stars of the show were people over the age
yes.
of 60.
Yeah, Golden were, Girls.
Columbo, Rockford Files.
Yeah, there was like a
Kojak.
Point. Everybody was like the old.
Kojak Horseman.
That's
let,
good.
Let the old people do their thing. And so I feel like Russia hasn't, like we as a country has evolved to the point, or have evolved or devolved to the point where it's like now you would never see an old person unless they were the joke. Okay? You would never see an old person at the center of anything. Right? So I think Russia, though, kind of is like that. So I'm going to lean towards older in this way. I'm going to say 58 years old.
58 years
I'm
old.
I'm inching towards Jamie, but there's no question that he's older.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. It said late blank for like the decade that this person was born in. So I've chosen an age, but it doesn't make a difference. But we're going to go with the age I chose.
So we are all off.
Way. The man in his late 20s.
Oh!
I'm going to go 28 would be the official Dumb People Town score. Either way,
Jason
Sklar with a near 43.
12 off. I'll take it. 14
late
off.
20s.
We all guess so much older.
I still like my old.
This is what I think about
him
being wine. He drove into the store, was trying to go to the store, walked in and just grabbed whatever.
Right.
Like he was drunk and was like, this is in a bottle. It's like, did not care.
Late 20s is pretty unacceptable, though.
Yeah.
Like that, like, yeah.
His Saturn's returning, like, in this moment.
Like if he was in his 70s, you'd be like, you know, you do what you want to do with the rest of your life.
Late 20s, that feels like exactly when you start to figure your shit out.
Should be.
Kind of like your peak, honestly.
That's not a good circle. Peak. No, that is not a good
peak. That is a valley.
Yeah. This is near the Bering Strait.
Sure,
that's essentially where we're at. Am I right?
This is of life,
just in wherever. Like he could, if he were to drive the tank to the edge of the water, he could see Alaska.
Maybe
sure.
on
maybe.
A clear
if
night.
If he stands on it,
yes. on a clear night, yeah.
30 miles.
Just drive
miles?
The tank to the edge of the water. Get the stolen bottle of wine and look out at Alaska and just think.
Somewhere, I just hope there were friends that night that were like, "He's coming back."
Yeah.
He's coming back. Guys, he's coming back. He said he'd get
he's
it.
Going
he's
right
coming
down
back.
To get it.
And in Russia, the punishment would be what? Kill him on the spot?
Probably.
Like, what?
Kill his family?
Oh, yeah.
Go to jail forever?
Or new tank instructor?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, he turned it around in that street. Mm-hmm. That's story one, guys.
I love it. I love it. We're off and running. This is Dumb People Town. We have Jamie Lee with us.
Whoop, whoop.
Don't go anywhere.
Day woo.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Jamie Lee is our guest. She has a new comedy album,
yes.
correct? How can people get this? Let's let them know.
It's a digital download. Nice. The album is called
I mean.
And
with like 12 ends at the end.
Yeah, it's I mean dot dot dot. So really you can add
as
many
as
ends as you want.
Is this your first album or no?
It is, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
No way.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
where'd you record it?
I recorded it. Well, I did a first recording in Denver and I really loved it, but it took too long to engineer it, so then I was like, I feel like this material's old, so I just decided to record again in Philadelphia.
Wow.
At the Helium.
Nice.
Oh,
it's,
nice.
It's a great club.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
World Championship Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
World Championship.
They have a World Super Championship, or they have a Super Bowl under their belt, but they're world champions, and now they have a Jamie Lee album.
Yeah, yeah.
They can claim both in the last year.
And
that's
they
been
will.
A good year
and
for
they
year
will.
For Philly.
I mean, Philly's pretty lucky.
Philly!
50% of that is due to me.
I'd say so.
Look, the fact that you recorded an album there gave them hope. To win a Super
Philly
Bowl that maybe
this.
They
Philly need. Needed this.
Look, Denver won a few years ago, and you're like, they already won.
They already won.
Where can I go to bring
Where can I give
success?
Back to the community?
So how much time was between the Denver recording and the Philly recording?
It was like 8 months.
Okay, so you wrote how much material in that time?
Not a ton, but definitely like a good 15 to 20 minutes that I wanted to use.
That's amazing.
And also, like, you know that thing where you'll do a joke for a while and then, like, a couple years later you still do it, but you've added a bunch and it's now, like, a fully fleshed out bit?
Yep,
that
yep.
had happened.
It was a joke, like, and you're like, oh, I added
yeah,
so much
more to
this.
Yeah, and I was like, this is different. It's evolved, so I want to re-record it the new way.
Right, and you were, I think you had stuff about getting married or getting
Yo,
on the
that
way
was
to getting
a big
married.
Part of it. Yeah, because, like, when I recorded it in Denver, I don't even think I think I had just gotten engaged.
Right, so that
and
was like,
it, yeah.
and then more things happen, obviously,
yeah,
on the way
so,
to it.
Yeah, exactly. So I just, yeah, I just
so you
was
added
like,
to
I
it.
Gotta... I gotta spruce this thing
life
up.
Happened.
I
life
love it.
Happened.
So
happened.
It's digital. You can get it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Who made it? Who did it? Is it
A Special Thing.
Oh, A Special Thing.
Yay.
Love them. They made our second album.
Oh, did they?
Dan, did they make something for you or no?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
nope.
know. They did Nate Frinsen, our buddy Nate Frinsen.
Made me happy.
Oh,
they
cool.
made you happy. Yeah.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Great, 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 great. Support that, please. And definitely support our Poop Doc because you're great in it.
Thank you.
And we loved it.
Yeah,
and
what a treat. That comes out in theaters.
I'm so excited to see it.
Friday, February 16th, over the sort of President's Day weekend. I know that the Black Panther is coming out that weekend.
Our joke is that we made the Brown Panther.
Very different.
Uh-huh. We'll see what happens with it. We'll
it's
see.
A funny
and
documentary.
Your documentary is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It is. It
totally.
Is now.
Yeah, it is now.
it's look, a marvel that we got it
it's,
made.
Yeah, it is a marvel. It is a modern, shitting is a modern marvel. But if you love comedians and you love truly like independent film, this is the most indie film ever. We can't believe it's getting released at all, but it has been a labor of love for a while.
You have so many good comedians.
There
in
are
it.
Great comedians
it's unbelievable.
In it. And it's if you listen to this podcast and you love this podcast, a lot of them have been on this mm-hmm. podcast before. And it is a wonderful way to support. So if you're not in the 11 cities, I don't know exactly which ones there are. I think it's...
I know it's San Francisco. I know it's LA. I know it's New York. I know it's Chicago.
Cleveland.
Atlanta.
Atlanta, maybe.
Kansas City.
Kansas City, maybe Philadelphia.
Toronto.
It's cool. in a bunch of places. If it's not in your city, you can go VOD and just, you know, get it. Right, day of. And
where
check
in
it
New
out.
York is it playing?
It's playing at the Village East, which is a really cool.
Oh, I've seen movies there.
Movie theater.
Yeah, I love that place. That's
and
awesome.
So
yeah.
I'm going to tell you
and
exactly.
in LA, it's out in Santa Monica at the Lem Monica.
Yeah.
Lemley.
Are you guys
Monica.
Doing like a little thing on that premiere night on Friday or Thursday?
Maybe we'll just show up and just drop our pants at the event at
do
the
it.
Theater.
I wouldn't
just
don't do that.
Oh, don't?
Don't do that.
Don't
okay.
do that in front
this
of the theater.
Here are the
never
theaters.
A good time
New
for
York
that.
City is at the Village East. LA is at the Lemley Monica, which is at 2nd Avenue in Santa Monica. Chicago at Facets Cinematheque.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is really cool.
Dan knows that.
Yeah,
Dan knows that.
No, in Cleveland, it's at Tower City. In Atlanta, it's at the Plaza Theater. In Detroit, it's at Cinema Detroit. Boston at Apple Cinemas. KC, Kansas City, at Screenland Tapcade, which probably sounds like a very
cool
bar
yeah,
arcade
ooh,
thing.
Yeah.
San Francisco, the Roxy Theater in Minneapolis.
Oh, I love the Roxy. It's the oldest theater in
yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah,
so
I,
cool. I think it's the oldest...
Oh,
even
ever.
older than the Castro Theater, which is
older
wait,
than the Globe.
I might be. I think it is like a national.
It's a treasure.
I believe it.
It's
a,
yes. Yeah, because I was there recently, and they were like, "Oh yeah,
we
have like a very rich history."
When asked what theater, we said it has to be in a landmark.
Yeah,
we demanded
yeah.
that. I mean,
not to be a diva, but
I mean. All right, so in Minneapolis is in Emma Jean Lakeville.
Oh,
so,
I thought you were just going to say a person's place.
No,
it's in Emma Jean's house.
It's in Emma Jean's apartment.
Emma Jean's apartment. We'll be screening it there. So you can see it there, or it's on video on demand and iTunes and all that stuff. If you want to support us, you don't live in those cities, but please see it. Jamie is so good in it, along with everybody from Rob Corddry, Lauren Weedman, Aisha Tyler, Eric Stonestreet, Nick Swardson, Jonah Rubin, Jonah Ray. Just Kumail.
Pete Holmes.
Like, really great people talking about a very difficult subject. Steve Agee's uncomfortableness of talking about this was so palpable. It was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Because you'd figure, like, Steve Agee would just talk about all that stuff. But he was having a really hard time. It made it so great.
He was a little emotionally constipated.
That's right.
We
got to
let it out.
We had to let it out.
This is not a movie we wanted to make. We just
had to come out of us. It's called Poop Talk, so check that out.
All right. Daniel,
ready?
Second story.
Here we go. This was sent in by Steve Krisk or Krisky.
Oh, I love him so much.
Kick Puncher.
I love this dude. He tweets at us all the time, and he's a great guy.
Guys, we have another romance in Dumb People Town. The first one, I think, was with our beloved Nikki Glaser, who was here when we found out about this. Now here's another one.
Nikki Glaser also in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. Fantastic.
A woman fed up with searching for the perfect man
oh boy.
Has married the couch. Ghost of a 300-year-old pirate instead. And she says he's her soulmate. That's all that would be left, right? So you couldn't be a mate on any other level.
I love that she puts the search on herself. I got to search for another guy.
She found him?
Yep. She found him.
We'll get into it, but I want you to first see their wedding photo.
I love that you made it. He wouldn't leave her.
Look at that. That's love.
By the way,
guys.
She is cute. She's a looker.
Wow.
Now, Jimmy, you wrote a book about getting married.
I wrote a book called Ridiculous, An Unfiltered Guide to Being a Bride. And I really wish that I had this image in my head when I was writing it. I think it would have informed the whole book.
Guys, head over to the Facebook page to join in on this. Also, I haven't said this in a long time because people have asked. If you want to send a story, hashtag dumbpeopletown at Daniel Van Kirk on Twitter.
Yes.
And that's how I go
way to
through
get it
them.
To us. That is a great picture.
Is she doing this so she can tell the world that her vagina is haunted? Like, what? Where is that moment?
Well, it's also, I love how it's like, I would rather marry a 300-year-old ghost than be single. Like, that's so...
Like, how bad is that?
That's like, very that sad. Is social
Amanda,
pressure.
Amanda Teague.
You're not saying she's sad. You're saying the system is broken.
Yeah, the system is
broken,
making
that
her
marry forcing her
marry
to marry a 300-year-old ghost pirate?
Amanda Teague. 45 years old.
And isn't it always like older dudes can just get younger women? It's not
I hate
fair.
The fact
that 45 years old, you have to marry a 300-year-old.
Yeah. I love
it's not fair.
So if you are considering being a ghost and a pirate, just know that at 300, 45-year-old women are open to you.
Also, a pirate is like a convict.
Yes.
He's a ghost criminal. He's not just a criminal. He's a ghost criminal.
But she can fix him. Don't you understand? She likes a bad boy because she can fix him. No one wants a nice guy. Like, that was all our problem.
I mean, that is so
true. I'm a nice guy, and that's why no one wants.
He's such a
dangerous. I don't know.
Yeah, he's dead, but he's dangerous.
And her friends are like, Amanda, he lives on a boat.
Okay.
He doesn't
not
even
anymore.
Have a house.
You don't know him.
I don't need to
you
know
don't
him.
Know
he's
him.
A pirate who
no,
lives on a
he
boat.
He used to be a pirate 300 years ago.
Okay.
Now he plays the role of my husband.
Okay. So his life hasn't advanced in 255 years.
It's frozen time.
Okay.
It's frozen time.
Okay. Well, right, whatever. Right. Let's whatever. Go. Dave, let's go.
Whatever.
Amanda Teague, 45, has
and
married.
And meanwhile, everyone's just jealous that she has someone who's like into her.
She definitely has a friend who's like, why can't I find someone?
Why can't I find a 290-year-old?
Just wait for the right ghost.
Yeah, man, look.
You gotta, you know, you're like, oh, they have to be living, and that's what's blocking you from
that's
love.
That's what's keeping you. Open your mind.
You're so lucky. Her friends invite her over to a party. Now, is he gonna be coming with you?
He's
Do we
here.
Need to make more?
Should I set a place for him?
No, he'll just take whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's what I don't want him in my house stealing our shit.
Well,
he's a pirate.
He's not that kind of ghost.
Not
he's
anymore.
Not that kind of ghost. He's more of a hover ghost. Yeah, he's not like a steal things ghost.
So he can't get it.
Amanda Teague, 45, has married a Haitian pirate named Jack, who died in the 1700s, and the fact that he's dead doesn't bother her. Yeah. I put that inflection on my own.
Doesn't bother her.
I'm going to show you another picture of them. She looks like, I don't say this as an insult, she kind of looks like a stunt double for Elizabeth Taylor on her wedding day. Ooh. Like an older Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't she? She's striking, if
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
There and tan.
She's tan. There's
How
something
old
about
did you say she's 40?
45.
That woman's 45?
That's the other thing.
We're
I don't
46.
Know.
She looks great.
No, that
no,
girl
she
looks
not
like
not
she's
great.
63
she
years
great.
Old. 63.
If she looks great for 63.
Wait, can you tilt the screen up
tilt
a little
it down.
Bit? Because it Oh, now, honestly, that made a huge difference.
Yeah.
She was looking really tan and young, and now.
Now, right, 63, right?
We're 46. We're a year older than
okay,
her.
Okay, yes.
She's lying about being 45?
She's not 45.
Well, if you're marrying a ghost, does age really matter?
No. I don't know.
I mean,
if imagine what he lied about on his profile.
Exactly. If you're.
His profile.
Profile. If you're her
ghost
friend.
Ghost Tinder.
Ghoster.
Yeah, ghoster. If you're her friend, how long do you. How long
go?
Do you let this play out?
You don't.
Like, but you get an invitation to their wedding. Do
yeah,
you go?
I think you have to
address too.
I think you have to. You have to be. Like, if you're really good friends, you have to
Speak.
Call
By the
her
way,
out on
she
it
looks
right away.
So happy. I
Does
you,
she?
Would you want to? Your voice went up so high.
I mean, those eyebrows.
Yeah.
She looks like. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Did you take the photo or not?
Take the picture.
She looks like, who's the,
she hates this.
She looks like a possessed older Deborah Messing.
She kind of looks like Cinderella's stepmother.
She looks like Deborah Possessing.
She looks like an evil Disney villain from the 60s.
Yeah. Deborah Messy.
Oh, jeez. Esquire Brothers. That was the first time we did it together, guys.
That was impressive, whatever it was.
I was tweeting it. Anytime we say something that's terrible, Dan says Esquire. Or
so
something great.
Tweet their complaints.
So people can tweet all of their energy at us. So last night we were live tweeting the Super Bowl. We're recording this now, just letting you know the magic of this. But we were recording it, and I was live tweeting it, and I made some joke, and someone...
No.
Tweeted at me in Daniel Van Kirk's voice at Sklar Brothers. I was like, I'm sorry.
Amanda Teague's friends and family attended the wedding on a boat off the Irish coast. Like any ordinary couple, they have arguments, go on dates, and even have sex.
What?
Well, that's not like most couples.
You ready for the real dumb people town?
Yeah, they sound really healthy, actually. Yeah. Joke's on us.
She said... He's my soulmate. I'm so happy, was the quote from Amanda Teague. Here it comes. Here's the other foot. A Captain Jack Sparrow impersonator. She also impersonates Captain Jack Sparrow.
No!
Look at her. The best thing is, if any of you have to get closer, do it.
She looks just like him.
She looks so much like him.
Whoa. The girl in the window, if you can see her, who is like, what is that?
Like, why is this?
Why is this tiny?
Did I tell you about the? So this.
It looks like the girl from Four Non Blondes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what's going on? I said, hey, yeah. All right, so here's my question.
I fucked a ghost, then I got real high, and I said, hey.
Why aren't my friends talking to me?
So when I saw the second Pirates of the Caribbean, or do you call it the Caribbean?
Sure, whatever.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Jamie?
I say Pirates of the, Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Yeah, I think
But Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Caribbean is better.
Yes.
I think Caribbean is the ride, Caribbean is the movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Wait, where are you taking a cruise to? The Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
The Caribbean. Anyway,
I like Caribbean.
You can say it
either way. I think this year it's Caribbean. Maybe next year I'll change it back.
Caribbean. So I went to go see it with my wife in Long Island. We were out there visiting. Her mom and stepdad, and we went to a theater in Long Island to see it the weekend it came out.
Okay,
the second movie. So there's a lot of hype around it. First movie did amazingly well. Packed on a Friday night.
Wow.
We go to see this in a Long Island theater. Okay, we get in there, and the second that Jack Sparrow, that Johnny Depp's character, comes on screen, the entire place cheers, claps,
what?
As if he on the screen could hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that at a Broadway play. I get that at a live comedy.
Wasn't that one of our old bits? Like when we were in high school, was that we would go to see like Broadway shows, and it would be
we saw a show at the Muni, which is an outdoor place in St. Louis,
and there was like the guy from this old TV show. Right. When he stepped on stage, before he said anything,
everybody clapped.
Sure.
Basically, to say thank you for all the great things you did for us.
And then there was
the dog from Annie.
Was also the dog from Empty Nest.
That was the dog from Empty Nest.
Great show.
They used the dog from Empty Nest.
Same dog.
And that dog came out, and Jason and I clapped.
Shut up. That deserves a clap.
That was our big bit.
You're right, though. People do this at the end of movies, too. And I think that's just to show everybody else in the audience they liked it.
Or they got it.
By the way, I get clapping when a plane lands more than this.
Love to start an airplane land clap.
A clap trap? At least the pilot can hear that. And the staff can hear.
Flight. Oh, thank you
thank you so much for a great flight.
Thank you, Southwest.
Thank you for your funny jokes.
Yeah, all the jokes.
Oh,
that's what I'm clapping for.
All of them hit super hard.
That's what I'm clapping for.
As the turbulence throw the peanuts down the aisle. That's hilarious. Never not funny. But the idea that people were clapping for him as he came on screen, I could not believe that. But it just tells you how much of an impact this
guy. So this woman is clearly making up this dude.
Yeah.
Because she's
But can
into
we say
cosplay.
From this photo also of her as Jack Sparrow, just not a smiler.
Jacqueline Sparrow.
She just never looks pleased in any photo that we've seen her in.
No, yeah.
Does Johnny Depp ever
look? I will say she looks haunted. She looks like she's being haunted.
Quote, this is Amanda Teague, it's the perfect kind of relationship for me. not real.
Yeah. No, he doesn't complain about her dressing right. like Johnny Depp.
There are a lot of people out there who don't.
And like Johnny Depp, she smacks him around a little.
Maybe. Allegedly. There are a lot of people out there who don't know about spiritual relationships, but it could be right for them. I want to get the message out there.
So now what? It's message.
Did she say how they met?
Amanda, who thinks her job that could have... Who thinks her job is what could have brought Jack to her. Great segue. Thank you, Jamie Lee.
Thank you, Jamie Lee.
Has never seen her husband in physical form, but she imagined he is similar to Captain Jack in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Bro's Haitian.
Yeah, he's Haitian.
I think he's a little different than Jack Sparrow.
But old 1700 Black Sparrow.
Look. That was good.
That may be that may be the title of this episode. Thank you, Jamie Lee, for giving us the title.
I also want to be clear to everybody in Dumb People Town, because not always a crime has to be committed, but this is this type of crazy shit that goes on in our little town.
Yes.
And it falls into my rule of, if she's not hurting herself and she's not hurting anybody else, and she's been happier, go for it.
This is not
a comment on mental
illness.
She's not
the real Johnny Depp.
Who knows? She just has an imaginary, in my opinion, you made me put me to it, she has an imaginary friend that she's really developed a relationship with.
I feel like if your work is to pretend to be a pirate, mm-hmm. like the last type of person you would want to marry is a pirate.
Bringing
it home.
She can't turn it off.
She can't turn it off.
The romance began one night in 2014 when laying in bed, she felt the energy of a spirit next to her.
Mm-hmm.
When she realized he could communicate with her, she became more interested. Oh, you can talk to me? The relationship developed, and he'd sit with her.
Which is more than you can say for most of the guys she's dated, huh?
The relationship developed, and he'd sit with her when she was watching TV or driving. Do you want me to turn the channel or not? Because I don't care. If you want to watch
I'll watch it.
But I'm saying I don't care if we watch it.
This is how I drive.
Just
don't
tell me
like
what you do want for dinner, not what you're willing to eat. What do you want for dinner?
The best thing is that now with AirPods and like Bluetooth,
sure.
No one will think that she's crazy.
No. I know.
People will just be like, she's on the phone.
She's talking
don't bother her.
I don't want to go there because you're willing to go there for me. I want you to tell me what you want to eat.
No, I don't want you to go there because I want to go there. I want you to want to go there.
Just tell me, Jack, sit down. Just tell me the type of food you're willing to watch me eat, and I'll pick the place.
I don't know. Whatever you want. I'll do whatever you want.
That's what I'm...
I feel like you're being passive aggressive.
No.
You keep saying whatever I want, but
whatever
I feel
you
like...
Do. No, because you're going to let me have my way, and then you're going to expect something from me.
Later.
You're going to punish me
later.
For going to... I'll,
then you'll expect me to bow down on some other thing.
Fine. We won't go to Long John Silver's.
That's where he always wants to go.
In our family, we called it
Fend. She's like, honestly, I hate fried food, but like, it's his thing.
In our family growing up, we called it Fend. Like, if my mom had just had enough of us, it was Fend. And that means you just fend for yourself. Whatever you want to eat tonight, you
fend.
Eat it.
Fend.
Literally. What are we having, Mom? You know what? At this point, we're having Fend.
Fend.
And I'd be like, all right, Matt, Vance, let's go hunting. Yeah.
Let's go hunting. Let's go make some pasta.
Let's go see if Uncle Ken and Aunt Connie will make us a sandwich.
Let's sprinkle some Reese's Pieces on top of some
bread.
Reese's Pieces.
She says, Amanda's feelings for Jack grew and they got to know each other more. And then one day he told her they could actually be together, which I also love. He's like,
I love that he was holding out.
Hey, just so you know, we can be together.
I just want to take my time.
Yeah.
He's like,
I've been alive 300 years. Like, I'm not really looking to rush into anything. Or dead 300 years.
Yeah, both.
Although
she'd never had a spiritual boyfriend before, she did some research and realized she wasn't the only one to have a relationship with a spirit. Amanda had been married before and has 5 children with her ex-husband, but now she feels like her connection to her new husband is very strong.
Wow.
So the kids were like, all right, Mom dresses up like Jack Sparrow. This is a little fucked up.
Oh, did you hear? No, you didn't hear? Mom's also in love with Jack Sparrow now.
She has an imaginary friend with benefits.
She's taking a 300-year-old guy who is from Haiti and made it into Johnny Depp's character.
How's your mom doing? I haven't seen her.
She's great.
She's married to
Go high on it.
She's great. No, she's good. She, I mean, I guess I have a new
stepdad. I got an invitation? Wait, Yeah. Whoa, what?
Wait, I didn't even know she was dating.
Yeah,
is that...
it's kind of it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, is he cool?
Because he just kind of like came into her life, you know. Yeah,
and, but you've met him and he's cool, right?
I wouldn't say I've met him, but I've been told he's met me.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
Seems weird. But your dad's still with that young woman.
Yeah.
That's a deep. And this has nothing to do with that.
No.
All right, that's story two.
Story two
y'all.
I love it.
I love it. Anytime there's spiritual love, we love it up here in Dumb People.
Just shenanigans and Dumb People.
I love it. Give me a little teaser of what we got in the last final quick segment.
No crime committed, and it's just a prank. And it's fun. It's perfect for Dumb People Town.
I love it. Jamie Lee is with us. We'll be back with more DPT right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the show. Dan, take us home.
Here we go.
Oh, by the way, follow Jamie Lee on
Twitter. Oh, great
Twitters.
Follow on Twitter. You,
your Twitter has jumped up. I've watched it, like, just explode in the best possible way. You are at?
The Jamie Lee.
And then
I'm really Jamie Lee on Instagram.
Yeah.
Follow both.
Follow both.
They can still get the book, too, right?
Yeah, you can get the book. If you go to my Twitter or my Instagram, there's, like, a link to it.
Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's called Wediculous. It's Wediculous.
It's a great gift for anybody that's like having an engagement party or you just found out your friend got married.
It's like the go-to, I feel like.
Yeah.
I created the go-to.
You created the go-to.
It really is a great gift.
Somebody with a great sense of humor who went through that whole process, like documented in a way that's funny.
I was writing it as I was getting married, so it's all very real.
I love
it. Like visceral.
Fantastic. All right, Dan.
Here we go. This was sent in by Rudy _ at Rudy X. T-Y-N.
Mm-hmm. Just a fan of 1980s ska.
Message to you, Rudy.
Montreal. This is, I think, our first time in Montreal.
Canada.
Montreal.
Simon Laprise. So probably like Simon Laprise, right? Had a plan. Some snow and a couple hours to spare. Mm. So he's got a lot of snow.
And no job.
And no, well, the result... A delightful picture of a lone officer staring skeptically at a car parked in a snow removal zone. Mm-hmm. Ticket in hand. Little did the officer know, it was all a trick. Mm-hmm. This artist
built a fake car out of snow.
Yeah. Oh,
made it look like it had
God.
Been parked there, and then the cop showed up to get this thing ticketed and towed.
It's
not a car.
Whoa.
So you've got, I'm sure this has happened to you guys. You've been walking back to your car as they're writing you the ticket for the parking ticket, and you beg, and you're like, please, no. And they're like, it's already in the system.
Yeah, sorry, I already put my pen to the paper.
Right? It's already in the system. It's not in the system. And you want to get back, and you want to yell, and you want to say something mean. Like, I hope you run your car into a tree or something like that. This is a way better way to get back.
And look
at the
cop being like, I'm going to get this.
I'm going to nail this.
He's like riding the ticket
Who parks it here and left it there for so long that it's completely covered?
Now, in high school, have you guys ever snowed in a car? In high school, we all went to Kyle Kissick's house, got like all the snow gear we could find, and then spent like 2 hours making a perfect snow block out of Tamara Sanders' car that was parked on the street near his house.
Yeah.
And it was... obviously the size of a car. I think she had like a Daytona. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing was just one enormous block of snow, and we covered it all. And you guys
couldn't get
in
there.
I guess.
We had snow, but not to that level.
We barely had snow.
You barely
I grew up in Texas.
You guys aren't making snow,
do you? No.
You had snow, though?
We did, yeah, because in Dallas it does get cold around the holidays.
Right.
Yeah, so I could make like a ball of snow, not like a full-blown snowman.
What happened to your accent? No accent.
Yeah, it went away. Yeah, I ditched it.
Do you remember having an accent?
I never really had it because my dad has such a thick accent that I think I just kind of like
rebelled.
Tried to not.
Yeah. Does he have a really thick Southern accent?
My dad sounds like Hank Hill from
Stop.
King of the Hill.
Nuh-uh.
He's like, Jamie,
well, come here, Jamie, let me
Jamie
talk to you
breakfast?
For a minute. Sit down.
Yeah.
Jamie,
she's doing comedy in L.A.
Oh, really? She's funny.
She
wrote a book about weddings.
She's real funny.
We got one of them scrambler boxes so we can watch her on the HBO.
Hey, Boomhauer, get over here and read that wedding book Jamie wrote.
The machinist from Montreal was hoping to prank snow removal crews in his neighborhood with a fake car he made after the storm on Monday. Here's what I love. The car he made It was the DeLorean DMC 12 from Back to the Future.
This guy is a gifted ice sculptor.
He also made a flux capacitor on the inside that you could not see.
Didn't have to.
It was fluxing.
Sometimes you do jokes for yourself on stage.
Yeah.
That was for him.
You always need a little extra. Like, it has to be a little bit of realism to, like, really trick people.
That's right.
The coup de grace for this man was the real. That's what they wrote. The real.
Coup de grace.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Because it is a two door coup.
I say that's Marine right. Corp and I say coup. If you write it, I'm saying it the way it's written.
So the coup de grace.
I was hoping you guys would catch
it. The two door coup de grace.
The coup de grace, Degrassi's, was a real windshield wiper he had found across the street while working on the project. He placed it inconspicuously as if it were the only exposed part of the car.
Smart.
So they walk up, there's a real...
genius.
That's sneaky dog. No.
That is genius because who's
did
now...
He car, did he make a license plate too?
No. Probably.
I mean, so that the guy
what
would
write
it...
What was the license plate on Back to the Future? Something time?
No.
I'm sorry for whatever dumb people town listener is yelling at us. Don't look it up, Jay. Make him yell at us. The police soon came to investigate because it was parked in a snow removal zone, only to discover after some time that the car was made entirely of snow.
Okay, if I'm the artist, and as comedians, we would do this, okay, as people who enjoy fucking with other people. That is the moment that you come out and argue like crazy the way you would if you
right.
just
keep going.
You
make like, the bit happen.
I was just about to move this. I was just
well, you
about
better
to
move it right now. Be like, well, I can't move it right now.
I was going to. I can't right now. I got to go get the keys, but please don't write me a ticket. Really make the whole thing and make him write the whole ticket.
Yeah.
It was out of time.
Out of time.
No, but like the best would be if you did that and got so mad and then you just jump into the whole car and just destroy it. Make him write the ticket.
Or you like carve a little like path into the snow and then you pour alcohol in it and then you just do a vodka shot.
Yes!
Off the ice sculpture. Just make a luge. Make a luge.
I would love
car.
To get an argument with the cops body and then shot. Be like, tow it. Then come tow it. Yeah. Get them to bring the whole tow truck down there. And that is a really good idea.
This is a great prank.
Yeah, officers, it's pretty genius.
This is what's great about the cops. Officers did end up writing the priest a ticket. And it said, "You made our night, ha 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 ha."
This
and they wrote a little smiley face.
This is Canada.
This is Canada.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We were gonna bring.
That was funny.
That was sold. John Doerr, come on down here, John. Okay. You gotta check it out. You gotta tell Brandon this car's so big. It was
He's
a little car.
He's playing Piriaki now, and then he made this whole
we
prank
were about
on the
to
cops.
Get the moose out here just trampled through it, you but we decided.
I will say
not
this
to.
As a person who lived through so many winters, especially city winters in Chicago.
Yeah.
There are people pissed that this guy took up a parking spot to make a fake car.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Like, oh, yeah.
They had to circle the block twice.
Jamie's still in it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You've been. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Now, you've been to the Montreal Comedy Festival,
have
you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I love about Montreal is you would think, Dan, that is the case. And in Chicago, people would be livid beyond belief
chairs
that they
in the
took.
Street,
oh, my God.
Spots.
They'd be so mad.
Yeah.
In Montreal, even at rush hour when there's traffic, they don't honk their horns. They are the most polite.
It's very
like everybody's happy. Everybody's polite no matter what the thing. I feel like people in Montreal would let it go.
Yeah, I think they would. I think they'd be all right with it.
Yeah. That's
true. And also it's a very like artistic city. So they'd be like,
street art.
Oh,
wow.
Look at this installation.
Yeah. There's a guy who's a
giant clown. Is this part of Just for Laughs?
There's a clown on stilts over here.
Yeah.
Look at him.
His whole head is just a light fixture. I wonder if he did it.
All good things must come to an end.
Just for air. Is that just for air?
All good things must come to an end. However, the snowplows destroyed the creation.
That must have been fun.
Hey,
Jamie, look out here. They got this.
Hey, Jamie, they got one.
They
of
got a snow car.
Snow car. You
snow car.
Tell your mom.
Dang old,
Get her wedding book.
We're going to bait the car with your butt.
Here, I don't know how to use this goddamn thing. Call your uncle and tell him to get over here and check this out.
Pause the Cowboys game and get out here with
get
that
out
book.
Of here.
I'm going to ask you guys this. How old is Simone Lapree?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? The artist, the machinist.
That you know that he's a machinist. He has a lot of time on his hands. He did this. It's at nighttime when it happened. I don't know if that's middle of the night. They don't give an hour.
Do you want to go first, second, or third?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I think young. I think like fresh out of
art
McGill
school.
University. I would say like 24.
24 from Jamie Lee Randy or Jason?
I'm going to say 37.
37.
He's thought about this and maybe tried it with like a couple smaller things, but he's working
up to
it.
Built his way up.
I am going to go, you guys, I'm going way against the grain here.
Okay.
I think he's a 300-year-old pirate.
Shut up, man.
I do.
Stop.
I really do.
Stop.
I think you're right. This is a guy who clearly does not have children. If you have this much time to waste on a car, like,
or a significant other.
Someone, or a significant other.
If, anyone, and a significant other would like knock that idea down like midway through.
What are you doing? Yeah, so the idea that he'll look back on this time in his life when he could make a snow car and say, why don't I have that kind of time? When he's older. So sure. I think he's 27 years old.
27 years old.
What'd you say, Jay?
I said 37.
Okay. And you said
24.
Okay.
24. All right. Simon Lapree, the artist who created the DeLorean from Back to the Future, made it into a snow car and tricked the cops, is 33 years old.
Oh!
It's you.
I think I win again.
Everybody
barely.
was doing the math
in our heads. We're like,
yeah. 33, the same age that Jesus was when he died.
Yep. Yeah. So, that Jesus.
They both
age.
Were pulling pranks on humankind.
Exactly.
I Mean is available digitally.
Jamie Lee's comedy album, and she is, trust us, we know, we love her as a stand-up. We had you in that thing that we did
you
that
did.
Was on the pre in the movie trailer thing in the iPick movies. You were fantastic.
Wait, which one?
Didn't she do stand-up?
Did she do stand-up?
I think she did, or we wanted her to do it, or she
we
did.
We wanted you to do it, but we used you in the thing on the all night on the MTV. Or
oh, yeah, that was so fun.
Where you
we want to use you in everything that we do, and we're so
she's
happy.
She's great in Crashing on HBO.
That's airing right now.
That's airing right now, season 2.
Yep.
And she's in our Poop Doc, which we all want you to go see, called Poop Talk, and get it on demand February 16th. We're seeing it in the theaters that we mentioned. Daniel, have a great week.
Thanks. Same to all the three of you.
And we will see you next week. Oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Stick around. Make a sound. Hunker down. It's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.